Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Phone lines open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Had some issues we had to deal with, so we're starting a little bit later than normal today. And I was informed while we were fixing our technical issues that we almost had a major crisis with an accident. Something, what happened?
Okay, look, people, and I want the Rob mob to listen carefully.
Please do.
You almost lost your hero.
Now, I didn't have any video connection when this went down, but something almost tragic.
Mike, this will have to exist. This will only have to exist from here on out as an oral history. And like the movie Rashomon, I'm sure you're going to hear several different versions of the same event.
Someone,
are you saying there could be some BS?
Someone,
involved?
Call,
I'm very curious to hear
someone
this.
Someone call OSHA because we have an unfit, unsafe work environment.
What happened exactly?
Rob, why don't you tell the man and I'll tell them my version.
Oh, no, I think it might be better if you began, but let's go with this idea. Sure.
You have your version, but afterwards we realized there was a second version.
Oh, there was?
When you Mike, awkwardly walked out of the room.
When we had the time that I, you know, we were running a little late and I said, you know what? The last thing I want is a urinary urgency feeling during the show. So
valid.
I said while we were...
Started about an hour late.
Nobody wants a UTI.
Know. No. Mm-hmm. So what we did is they were working on getting you hooked up on the Skype and getting all that stuff fixed up. That's
and
not really my scene.
Little, it seems like it's a little tedious for you today.
Well,
it,
how do you mean?
I don't know. I just, you know, I mean, this time of year, I always give you a little hard time. I think that...
This
that
time
rather,
of year, yes.
Well, no, I think you'd rather be... You'd rather be
it's
like,
been a little
in front
rough.
Of a, you'd rather be in man. Front of a Yule log.
No, it's not so much that.
You're going to be happy. You're going to be happy on next Wednesday.
I don't know that I will. I don't know that I have the ability to be happy anymore.
Yeah, I get that impression. You don't seem.
There's no more jolly, Rob.
No, there's jolly, Rob.
Rob doesn't seem jolly.
But there's a frustration factor when, and it's not at anybody. It's just at the situation.
Well, see, I heard differently. I heard that you did snap.
Who did you snap at today?
Today? Was it? I don't know. Who did I snap at today? Normally, it's Adrian that gets me.
Explain what happened
right.
And who you snapped at.
All right. I snapped at myself,
I
if anybody.
I hate the fact that I didn't see this. I hate the fact
oh,
that
too.
I didn't see it.
Me too. So I had to pee. So while they were getting that resolved, and it's, you know, no one was happy at this point because we were dealing with a lot of issues. I stood up, and as I rounded the corner of the
Can
board.
Can I just stop you for just a
please.
Second there? I wasn't unhappy. I mean, it was a process. We were kind of dealing with
I think we have
a process.
Oh, yeah.
Troubleshoot.
Now, in the event that this is Wednesday, if I'm a healthy guy and I'm down here with my Cocoonville golf mates, I'm extraordinarily unhappy.
Right.
I would be that version of me that you guys don't let me come for setups and stuff.
Yes.
Because I'm so uptight.
Yeah, the man who dispenses tension.
Because your tea time is more important than us.
But just for clarification, I don't think that there was one teaspoon of tension dispensed.
You actually, this is the best you've ever been.
Yeah.
If we're looking at it, the year.
But I'm also not saying saying there was tension. I'm saying there was frustration because we all sit down at 9 o'clock. We want to do the show and we couldn't do the show. So that's frustrating.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Okay,
I was more frustrated at the beginning than I was at the end.
Right. So, and you know what? And I do. I applaud our team for resolving a situation.
I do too.
Don't
I
get
do
happy.
Too. I like it when you know what we are not professional engineers when we troubleshoot our own stuff. I love that. I love that because it just means it's more stuff we do on our own.
But we learn
and
well.
And less stuff that we can let the fingers of the man get into our business.
That's the man.
I hate the man. Big engineer. And, you know, we learned well because we worked at CBS for years with people that weren't professional engineers.
Oh, God.
So
Rockville.
Learned from the best.
So it was, you needed to go to the restroom.
So I stood up and rounded the board, and I can still feel it. My muscle memory is there. My right foot caught on something. And I nearly fell, but I caught myself. It was a stumble, but not a fall.
It was actually the most athletic I've ever seen Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Any other, you've got some fast twitch muscle fibers because any other man
right.
would have been on a gurney right now being rolled out.
And Mike, there is a chance
I would have fallen.
The sudden tightening of all of my muscles for that save, there's a chance that by about 4 o'clock this afternoon, they will relax and I will become feeble and unresponsive.
And incontinent.
And incontinent. I will release, as Jerry Lewis says, like a goddamn dike opened up.
Poo came from every hole I had.
But that's not till 4. So when you're watching Judge Judy today, remember that's what's going on at my house. Right. I'm going to have to lay out a tarpaulin.
I'm curious about the stories I like are when people don't play to type. So I like the fact that you snapped it.
So I looked down and I assumed that I had tripped on a backpack.
Yeah, because we have our wonderful interns Dan O'Brien and Vincent here today.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you see a backpack?
Dan O'Brien.
Yeah, I looked down and saw the backpack, and I assumed that was it. Okay. And then I said, check that the wire. I didn't unplug anything because it could have been a wire. And then I got myself out the door, and that's when Dan volunteered, or was it Vincent? I think it was Vincent.
Dan O'Brien, he wanted to help.
Yeah, Dan wanted to help.
Yes.
Dan O'Brien, our intern.
Dan O'Brien.
He said, well, here's what you tripped on, and it was my headphone cable, my own headphones I had tripped on. I had set them down and actually dragged it's like an old telephone cable, as you see, the rotary. Yeah. And
I think people know what a headphone
is. Now it is much straighter than it used to be. Because
Them off your head?
No, I did take them off my head, but I also seem to have dragged them by foot around the studio. And not just the distance of 6 feet, as the crow would fly. I took it around the board.
Well, where did the snapping part come in?
What I did is Dan said, this is what you tripped on. And I said, exceptional. Or something to that effect, showing that I was at fault, that I was an idiot. I snapped at myself.
Did you bellow whose backpack is this?
I did not.
There was a dickish, these effing kids and their backpacks. And then quickly.
That's so not true.
No, there was that tone, right? These millennials, these lazy Fs. Like there was
I probably said
along those lines.
What I said, I will cotton to this.
See, our jelly old up. We just love it when it gets tense.
What I will say is this. I said, I think I tripped on a backpack.
On a backpack.
He's not a clever mimic. That's not what I said.
Dan is scared because he still respects Rob at this point, as he should.
Right.
And he looks down and he wants to help, right?
O'Brien.
He's a man of action.
Yeah. And not a man of words.
And as Jason Statham, the transporter, walks out to the restroom, you've got Dan O'Brien, his trusty sidekick, looking
at... Hold it, not my sidekick at all. At all.
Was he assisting you out?
Well, he was helping.
Did he assist you to the
fix the headphones?
I asked him to check the wires, and I think he took it on himself. You know what? I like when they take initiative. He put my headphones back.
Yeah, they were. And what you don't know, and maybe you did see.
Oh, there's thousands of things I don't know.
So your headphones, actually, the left ear split completely in half. So
how do you?
So the complete
headphone.
So he
damaged them in totality.
You might not hear this because you're deaf, but one of those, the left or right, may not be working right now.
What'd you say? They sound fantastic. In fact, they sound better.
Stop.
They sound better now.
Yes.
He snapped not just your cushions into place, but whatever wire.
Hey, I'll have you not talk about my cushions. How dare you?
After Oscar told me about this, I said, well, is he okay today? I always check on Rob to see if
Rob's
doing okay. And Oscar's comment that the one you're really going to love is, he's a little stressed out. He did put the tree up last night.
That's nice. You know what stresses me out?
What?
This head. But I applaud him because he channels his headedness.
Whoa!
For good.
Hey, come on.
He does.
Come on, Pony's got to edit
all
those.
How dare you? Give this guy more work.
And you know what, Pony? You're a kid, too.
Oh, my God. Wow. Just
handing him out now.
Were you mad about the tree comment?
I'm bitter about my tree, and I'll tell you why. It's, I believe, year number 7 of this tree.
Were you up late last night?
No. I was in bed by 10:25.
You got plenty of sleep?
Lots of sleep. Everything's fine.
You didn't have any crown while you were putting up the tree?
Had a couple glasses of wine. That's it. And that was after.
Right.
But here's the problem with the tree. Year number 7 of this General Electric brand tree. As a matter of fact, Mike, it's the 9-foot version of the 7.5-foot that you had in Manassas.
Pretty quality product.
But after 7 years, three of, by my count, of the pre-lit strings of lights are out.
You know, can I say this for what they charge for those trees?
I guarantee you I agree already.
Hundreds of dollars. I mean, I'm tired of the whole one bulb goes out and the whole string.
I even worked with fuses last night. You know those little tiny, horrible fuses?
I have your old tree?
You do.
I have your old tree, Mike, up in my house right now.
How do you fit that in that 200 square foot house that you live in?
It takes up a lot of the house, but it's there.
You would have more room if you were able to knock down that chimney.
That's true.
So.
Otherwise, but Mike, if he did that, how would the man bring the gifts?
So, was it more labor for you setting your tree up this year?
No, it wasn't that bad. What it was the frustration of knowing that this is the last year of this tree.
And you do all the decorating, right?
Yeah, one of the greatest sentences, and it's been said by all three of the other members of my family this year, is, when are we putting the tree up? And to all of them, I said the same thing. When are we going to put the tree up?
Why don't you lay it on them one year? Why don't you go upstairs where's your tree? On the main level of your home?
Yeah, as you come in, right in the front.
Why don't you go down to the basement, into your cave, and say, Carrie, kids, let's get this tree decorated and vamoose. And put it on them one year.
And you just
relax and enjoy.
Because they won't do it. And if they did it, they'd do it wrong.
Excuse me. You're the patriarch.
What do you mean they won't do it?
Are they not eating your food? Are they not living under your roof? Are they not?
Are you not providing for them?
You're the great provider. You know, they won't do it.
Such a big word. Such a powerful word.
You know, you like to do it, don't you?
Well, there is a part of me.
You want it to be just so. That's your obsessive.
That is. It's the OCD. Now, I will put other stuff on them to do.
For example,
putting out the other Christmas accoutrement and cleaning up and carrying stuff and moving stuff around. They will be involved.
I'll set it up for you.
Where's the nativity scene?
All I asked you to do is set up the goddamn creche. Right. It's a creche, by the way. Rob gets that from his old Catholic background. That's what we called it, a creche. We had a great one. Oh, did we have a great one? We had one that was like in the family for years.
Life size, wasn't it?
The donkey. Yeah, it was life size. Yeah. And I, up until age 14, was the baby Jesus.
Of course. And every year, a different celebrity voice.
Yeah, and a different size of swaddling clothes.
It's the baby Jesus, and he sounds just like Jack Carter. Yeah. I had to do it like someone from 1970.
You want to move that cow back a little bit? All right. It was wonderful. But it had little, like, the donkey's ear would be broken, and Joseph's cape would have a little chip
out of it. I think that is the most common nativity problem, is broken donkey ears, because we had that, too.
We have a nativity in our house down here in Florida that's about that big. It's a tiny one. It's a tiny, and it's in my, and it stays in my kids' room. So that's sweet.
My grandmother.
Was it a hassle this year? Was it a hassle?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a hassle because you get there and you set it up, and it's heavy. It comes in four pieces.
Heavy.
It's a pain in the ass.
It is, but the thing is that those lights out, man, that pisses me off. I hate that.
Right.
The only thing that is soothing about it is knowing that at the end of this year, I don't have to pack the tree away. I can just throw it away.
I can't.
Yeah, well, you know what? I am going to. I haven't talked about this much, but we make the travel up to the Great White North,
right?
And I am I'm giving some serious thought to chopping down. Not really chopping
right
down.
Right in your backyard, right? Going there with a sawzall.
I think so.
Yeah, how many pine trees?
The thing is, I don't have a big yard.
You're missing out on that opportunity.
It's chock-a-block with those little
trees. Omera's trees.
Oh, Mike, I could give you a good business model.
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't have enough land. But surrounding my area are trees.
What kinds?
And then,
What kinds of trees?
Buy one of these celebrity trees.
Short-needled pine or long-needled pine, like a white pine or a scotch pine?
Sure.
Well, you see, if you go with a long-needled tree, they're virtually impossible to decorate. So what you want is like a scotch pine or a spruce.
I don't think it's going to be that kind. I think we're up with the hardier pines. We're spruces and stuff like that.
Or a nice oak would be good. Maple.
Yeah. Birch.
Birch. So you have an outside shot of chopping down your own tree with your family. Like a real man.
I'm not going to do a handsaw, and I'm not going to chop it. I'm going to take a little power tool.
Do you have one?
And,
a chainsaw?
No, but I'm going to find, I got friends of mine that we have them that I can.
Is this a friend of ours?
I'll take care of it. I'll let you know. I'll let you know.
Because you know, a simple bow saw is not bad for that job.
Yeah, it's a two man job. Just keep calling.
No,
bow,
you don't
okay.
understand. You don't understand the state of my body. My body is in a state. I am a poster child for inflammation. Okay?
How about a simple bow saw and a wife is good for that job?
You know, she better be there. This ain't going to be just me.
Yeah,
and I'll have my daughters up there too. So
that's
good.
That's right.
So I'm going to be like, and then it's going to be okay. Take it into the house, kids.
And then they find you in the wood chipper.
What I expect to contribute will be a through a little short little stump, mm-hmm. small tree, six feet, 5 feet, something like that. Not huge. And then
they're bigger when you get them inside, Mike.
And it's from the land.
And if it is, if we're able to pull it off, then they drag it into the house. I put it in the little thing, and then I go have a toddy.
Excellent.
That's it.
Will you have a creche up there?
A creche?
A creche? No, I don't think so. We don't have anything up there. I mean, really. We have everything down here.
My father got a very modern nativity set for his mother, who was so Catholic. She was wear the black mantilla over her hair Catholic when she went to church. And it was a very, very modern sort of realization of Joseph and Mary and the baby Jesus. And when she saw
it, it was your father's creche, right?
It was my father's gift to her.
It was hers again because HBS gave it. It was they were all topless.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
That hot damn Wolves is froze up.
Some men are Baptists, others Catholics. My father was an Oldsmobile man.
Son of a bitch would freeze up in the middle of summer on the equator.
Little pitcher.
Hold it.
It's a clinker! That blasted, stupid furnace, that gummit!
Skates! Oh, for Christ's sake, open up the damper, will you? Who the hell turned it all the way down? Again! Oh, blasted! Hoot, blurt, rattle, brass, camel, flirt! You blocker, rattle, beast!
In the heat of battle, my father wove a tapestry of obscenity that, as far as we know, is still hanging in space over Lake Michigan.
Thanks a lot, guys. Merry Christmas. Fragile. It must be Italian.
Well, I think that says fragile.
Oh, yeah.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
It's a clinker!
It's a clinker!
We are live from the Piper Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888. Where's the light today? 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air.
There it is.
Now, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa. Our show today is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. Mm. The holidays are fast approaching. Are you looking for the perfect gift, ladies and gentlemen? Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how much I love them. I got my gift pack for only $49.99, and you can get the family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar, and you, my friends, are going to get 77% off. You're going to get all that great food. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. All the best steaks, flavorful tender-aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb. They've got everything. Listen to this. Right now, Omaha Steaks giving exclusive savings to our listeners. Listen to what you can get for under $50, and Christmas is right around the corner, so this is a great gift idea. Two filet mignons. I loved them. Two top sirloins. Ate them. Two boneless pork chops. Dug them. Four boneless chicken breasts. liked them, didn't know I was eating them. Carla put them into a special recipe. 4 kielbasa sausages, haven't had those yet. Plus, 4 burgers, the best I've ever had. A 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs, they're incredible. 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha steak seasoning packet. Plus, 4 additional kielbasa sausages. Whoa. Or as some parts of the country, they say kielbasi.
Yeah,
which that's I never could understand.
Sort of a northern thing where the Polish population is thicker, I think.
Get the limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99, omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and get 77% savings. Give the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. So, yes, the holidays are upon us. So you're okay, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Everything's
all
right with
your fall and all that? Is the tree late for the year?
It is. It's normally up earlier, but the problem is, and this has been another thing, is, you know, with our pet sitting, I've been nervous about having the tree up with extra dogs around.
Oh,
because I don't know how dogs are going to react around the tree.
Well, they're probably going to do things to it.
But we're phasing it out now, so we're good. We're
okay. Why the phase out of the dog sitting?
Because I said, Carrie, why don't you visit the dogs at their house?
Ah, you put your foot down. What happened?
Oscar got happy.
Yes!
You know, speaking of dogs doing things, I'm sitting there, this may be last week. Maybe the beginning of this week.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And I'm sitting there on the couch and I look over and Beluga, who is now like gray faced and blind and deaf and everything, he's a very old dog.
2016 has been a sad year, Mike. We couldn't live with the fact if, you know, that clock turns 2017.
I think he's going to be okay. Oh. I think but he's just doing what he does when he's not nervously padding around the entire house.
Stop it, Oscar. Yep.
He is lying down and I look over and Frankie slowly approaches him. And then lazily climbs on his back and starts to do this like super slow hump.
Oh, that's erotic.
At a medium pace.
They're both neutered.
Yeah.
They're both neutered. They're both male.
I think that shows passion, Mike, because normally when a dog humps something, there's an urgency that makes it comical.
There was
but
no
when
urgency.
It's a slow,
it's kind of
relaxed,
a slow...
what it is he's taking Beluga's pleasure into account.
So nasty.
Well, Caesar.
Frankie is such a nasty dog.
Caesar Milan says he's asserting his dominance.
Yeah, well, you know what?
Caesar inserting Milan his dominance.
Doesn't realize that Frankie's just a hedonist. Right. And whatever feels good, Frankie does.
Yeah.
Whether it's pooping under my desk in the office, whatever he wants to do, he does that. Yeah. Whether it's sniffing when I take him on his little walk. And Carly said, did Frankie poo? I said, yeah, finally. How long did it take? I said, it took about an hour and a half. He was like, and said, well, why is that? I said, because he wants to smell every dog's ass in southern Florida.
He wants to know what pack they belong to. At least he's not smelling his neighbor's ass.
I hate explanations of those filthy animals. You know, they're just like, ass, pee.
Remind me not to get a dog. I appreciate that.
And then he says, I better evacuate because I got to get home and make love.
Yeah, I got to make love to Beluga's corpse.
To a lifeless, barely warm pile of dog.
Is Carrie not on care.com anymore?
No, she is.
Okay.
She is, absolutely.
Just no more ixnay on the dog's A in the house A.
We've phased it out. There's one that is a good dog that does stay overnight because that's part of the deal.
Who was the worst?
The worst was Murphy.
Names.
Murphy.
I had a dog named Murphy, one of my marriages.
Really?
Yeah, Murphy.
Which one was that?
One of my, you don't remember. It was pre you.
Oh, wow. I hate to think there was,
you.
Mike, I hate to think there was ever an era pre-me with you. Yeah. We've been together a long time.
Yeah, I had Murphy a long, long time
ago. What variety of dog was Murphy? Irish Setter?
He was like a Sheltie kind of mixed dog, beautiful dog, wonderful dog, shelter dog, recovery dog.
You know what? That
abused.
Long ago.
The dog was abused. I love this dog.
That long ago to rescue a dog
by your ex?
Was a pretty, that's pretty.
Nope. By whoever had the dog at the shelter
you guys saved
prior
them.
To it being dropped off at the shelter. Very skittish and then the most loving animal.
That's
by the
great.
Way, I say, everybody ought to get a dog like that. I've gotten dogs from puppy mills. I shouldn't have done it. You get a dog from a shelter, they're going to love
you. Well, didn't
you
get Beluga on gambling wins?
No.
No, that was Frankie.
Frankie.
Because we were broke. We came out of
gambling losses.
No, we came out of Atlantic City and got Beluga. So that's actually kind of true.
Oh.
But we were busted. We didn't have any
money. Okay. Ah.
We didn't have any money, and we had to scramble to get Beluga. But, you know, it's he's fine. And
now he's home, and he has a dog that makes love to him. And
yeah,
all is well. Life is good.
It's like...
Yes.
I'm sorry. I just for little Beluga, and he's been sweet to you, and he's brought lots of joy to your
he hasn't
family,
been
right?
Sweet to me. I wouldn't say he's been sweet.
And
to
I'm not so sure he's brought that much joy.
I don't think he's brought that much joy at all.
I know that Carla is very fond of him.
Over the years, I would say she's brought Carla tons of. He's Carla's dog.
Right.
And he's not my dog. He doesn't have anything to do with me unless I'm eating a sandwich.
Or eggs.
But you bought them together. Did he live at your house, or was this pre you and Carla living apart?
I think Carla and I were, Carla and I started living together very shortly after we started our relationship.
In sin,
You lived in sin against the Lord our God.
That's why you don't put the creche out.
That's right.
Because it's
God
embarrassing.
Will disapprove.
That's right. The creche would turn away.
That is absolutely true. We've had the dog for as long as our relationship, practically.
And you would think at that
Carla and I have been together 13 years. The dog has been with us 12 of those. Thank you for the clapping.
It's fantastic when you keep track of like key dates and things that are important, like, you know, upcoming events or anniversaries. It's important.
11 days left. 11. 11 days left to fill the stocking. 11 days left for Christmas shopping. Only got 13 more. Only got 11.
Christmas is just around the corner. Only 11 more shopping days. You better hurry.
Yeah.
You better.
Thanks. You never know when he's going to end, when he's going to phone it in. You better hurry. There we go. Hey, can I say something to our wonderful, enthusiastic social media followers?
Yeah.
Yes.
I blocked a couple of people last night. I believe, am the very best person in the world to say celebrity death can be, you can have fun with celebrity death. But, hey, Alan Thicke, people, keep it in your pants. Good God.
It was a nasty energy last night.
It was a horrible energy in these dicks that, you know, he passed away like 20 minutes earlier or something like that. And immediately a guy's putting what other aging father plays hockey with his son?
What?
It's like, I don't mind the dig against me, but the Alan Thicke, it's like, is there if you want any evidence that we have lost our humanity as a people, I mean, it's just this. And it's because it's super pop culture.
Right.
It's because it's Full House. It's because of all of that.
Growing Pains.
That people were just, was it Growing Pains?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Growing Pains. Mike, you're grounded. I did the impression. Here's the disconnect. This is where I don't get it.
Right.
And you guys enlighten me.
Okay.
And tell me whether I'm out of line ranting about this.
No, and I look forward to this because I love
this.
Celebrity death, and I love to follow it. So
you're borderline on it. You get
I didn't jump in on it last night.
But you get too excited about it. And,
all right.
And everybody does. Everybody wants to marry themselves to the death, and it's sick. In my opinion, it really is. Mm. But I've done it, so I don't want to be a hypocrite because I've done it as well. If there's somebody I really care about, I want everybody to know that it affected me. It's the land of me
right.
on social media. But what pisses me off is that I get this impression because it was Alan Thicke. He was well known. He was part of our pop culture. This man wasn't even... The comments I'm reading last night were not even...
Yeah, and also...
There was no sympathy whatsoever.
Ageist, and it was rude, and just to give you a little context, I saw this come up as we were finishing recording Big O and Dukes, mm-hmm. right? And I sat there and I said, like, I was bummed, but there's nothing to say except for 69... At any age is necessarily too young when you hear somebody die, but these, 69.
This is a tragic young death, and in front of...
Well, and 20 years ago, it wasn't an old death, young death, but
it is now.
But here's the thing that got me. He was on the ice with his son, his teenage son.
Didn't get that context till this morning.
Mm. And then and everybody, look, I'm the first one to say that, you know, death, if you're going to not be affected by it, you need to know how to mock it. I've done it. I've done it with my own mother, okay? It's all right. But there's a limit, and I think there's just a tiny little waiting period when there's this sprint to the shtick from these dicks. I mean, now here's what I wanted to explain, and let me make it clear.
Okay.
This is how I immediately perceived it. I wasn't a turbo Alan Thicke fan, not even close. I knew of him. I knew he was a pretty popular guy. He was pretty funny. You know,
you interviewed him. He was charming when we interviewed him.
Real nice when we interviewed him. Real nice guy. At the same time, this was I digested this on one level. A man dying, dropping dead, and dying in front of his teenage son, and no one. I mean, there were plenty of people that were saying it was sad, but then there were these Sheckies out there that it's like, hey, you know what? This is so typical of people that are only capable of showing any empathy if it's up their ass. If it arrives on their doorstep, then it's super sad for me. But other than that, it's like oblivious. And I was going block, block, block. Not because the shtick was directed at me, but because can you wait? I mean, I didn't, as I said, I wasn't even a fan of Alan Thicke. I was looking at a father dying in front of his son. That's the worst thing in the imaginable.
There are a few lines that I saw after that showed compassion, but also showed a little humor that involved his his son Robin Thicke.
Yeah.
So, and if you don't have any context on his life, he has a teenage son. Robin Thicke is in his only
a teenage son,
right?
He has the older son Robin Thicke, who made the Blurred Lines video, which was the greatest of many men will always say the greatest video of all time.
Yes, very good.
Is that I think when people become celebrities, people forget that they're still people and have a life.
Totally.
And then you compound that with two celebrities in a family.
Yes.
It's just you sit there and you're like, okay, I know you want to make a meme, but the guy just died.
Yep.
The
guy's almost 70 years old and he's skating still. That, believe me, is somebody who wishes against, hoping. I'd love to be able to do that. I hope to be able to get repaired and do that at a certain point. That to me was just extremely sad. The whole,
it's rough. Prince hit me hard, Mike. I got to tell you.
What's that?
Prince and Alan Thicke were, for me at least, my.
Oh, okay. So, I think
because
there are
it's generational, too. Yeah, and I think one of the things is Alan Thicke, who passed away, who is most.
He was our TV dad.
He is most closely tied to. A segment of the population that is very into social media. Now, when someone much older dies and it affects someone who is not as affected.
When Mimi Rogers goes,
yes,
you're all in.
Right. But I think that you got people that, grew up watching Growing Pains. I was a little too old for it, but I was there for it. And, it affects you immediately. And what they do is they go to social media. I don't know if they have the chip to be empathetic.
What they do, Rob, is Rob, you have to own it a little bit.
Oh, sure.
You get excited.
Yeah, you do sometimes.
You get it, and I understand it. I've probably reacted that way to, my whole career because we're in radio and we always want to break the story first. I don't know.
I don't get excited.
The whole thing made me sad. It was just like, can't people just take a chill pill a little bit? And that can't you make a comment where you in any way acknowledge the humanity for 5 seconds of just another human being dying in front of his son? Nope. No, not when you're going to do, you're grounded.
You got a joke
based
prepared,
on my
right.
show. Har, 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 har. When you can get the meme out with the text already because you're in the factory already. I just think that's you got it. Look, I'm all for humor. I am. But at the same time, when that's your priority, when you are so excited to put the shtick out that you don't process the fact that this was a man who dropped dead in front of his son, I think you got to re-examine some stuff. Really, take a deep breath. Keep it in your pants. That's all I wanted to say about that. And that's what pissed me off a little bit last night. Mm-hmm. As far as Alan Thicke, safe home, contributed to a lot of great TV for a lot of people.
Yes.
So that's cool. But at the same time, please, can you just remember for a second we're human beings? Please, for God's sake.
Human beings.
It just pissed me off, And now if somebody drops dead that's somebody's in their late 60s, early 70s, that's kind of an a-hole, maybe you can make fun of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take a
break. You want to look, Mike, just keep an eye on your neighbors. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey. TMOS's quietest intern, Vincent, here again to talk to you about Amazon. Have you started thinking about holiday gifts? Or how about a birthday present for that nephew you see once a year? No? Me either. But there's good news. With Amazon, it's never too late. Amazon offers next day shipping to make sure all your gifts arrive as soon as you need them. Just visit MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or follow the Amazon link from the show's homepage. Every purchase benefits the show at no added expense to you. So what are you waiting for? Shop Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show today and buy everything you want. But on second thought, screw that nephew. He's such a brat.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Texture. Going to be traveling this coming Friday. No better way to travel than with Texture. It is totally reimagined magazines. It's the brand new app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture is searchable, so you can mark what you like, check out back issues, view bonus video content. Texture even will gather the articles and magazines just for you, the stuff that they know you like. It's smart that way, like a robot. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Why on earth would you subscribe to just a couple of magazines? We can get them all. And Texture is entirely digital, it's environmentally friendly, and you won't have stacks of magazines all over your house. Plus, you can share Texture with the whole family. This is what I want you to do. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/TMOS. That's 14 days. You can try Texture out absolutely free. You won't have those stacks of magazines lying around your house. All you have to do is go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading. You get you read more for way less.
Yeah.
With texture.com/TMOS. Thank you, and I appreciate that. Yeah, what that was just something I noticed, and oh my goodness gracious, where is it? Let me find
fruit it. Fruitcake time.
Fruitcake has great texture.
Wait a minute.
Texture.
You're going to get two of them in the mail today, Mike. Before close of business.
Two fruitcakes in the mail.
Two.
There it is. All right. Mike, Rob, Oscar, and the rest of the gang, as a longtime listener, year after year, I've listened to the fruitcake giveaway, wanting to enter for my chance to win.
Enter.
But year after year, I have felt unworthy of one of Rob's fruitcakes. No longer. 2016 is my year, and the time is now. To tell the truth, I'm a fruitcake virgin.
Look out.
Whoa. It's breaking the seal.
It's not a dude. Anyway, and I think I'm ready for Rob to pop my fruitcake cherry.
Well, I wonder if her fruitcake cherry is a red cherry or a green cherry, because I use the both.
That was gross.
That's a fruitcake joke. Holidays.
Thank you for bringing the funny to my days, guys. Sounds like Jennifer Wisniewski. Thanks for bringing the funny to my days, guys.
Is she around?
What's wrong with me today?
It's the holidays.
Yeah, what's wrong with me today? Yeah, she might be lying around. Jennifer! Jennifer!
Here she comes. Hi, guys. Hey, Jen.
Oh, she's not ready to work. She's being shy today. Okay.
She's busy.
Leave the office, please.
Bitch.
All right, thank you.
Bitch on wheels.
Let's call Angel Kidwell.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Calling.
Dialing. Angel Kidwell. Or Angel.
Oh, I think it's Angel.
Well, let's see.
It could be a guy like the guy on the Rockford Files.
Not after the fruitcake.
Second ringy dingy.
Fruitcake.
This is our 10th contestant. We're going into this contest 8-9.
Could be a problem.
Not for tomorrow's winner, because if we roll it over, it's a progressive fruitcake.
Let's see what happens. Mm-hmm. By the way, the Wide Open Wednesday, we have not properly promoted it.
No.
Hi, you've reached Angel Kidwell. And if this is Mike, Rob, and Oscar from the Michael Mara Show,
then
it means I want a fruitcake.
That counts. That's fine. That's acceptable. Awesome. That's acceptable.
If you're trying to reach Angel Kidwell, the photographer, then just leave me a brief message and I'll get right back to you.
She sounds sexy.
Love it. I'm not too crazy. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your
message.
When you finish recording, you may hang
better.
Up or press 1 for more options.
Angel, this is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. Last year, we doled out instructions that if you were not going to be home, the only way you could get a fruitcake was to leave it on your answering machine, which you have done successfully, and we rolled over that rule into 2016, which means, Angel Kidwell, you get a fruitcake! Woo! Yay! That means we are 9-10. Is that right, Rob?
Exactly. That's that's an A in any grading system.
As a matter of fact, there's a little part of me. I don't want people to get totally happy. I like live people.
Yes.
But the fact is, if you leave it on your machine, to me, that's really special. It means you're thinking about it, and anybody calling you is going to hear about our show. So, Angel, you're getting the
big winner.
That's
big
awesome.
Winner.
And here's a suggestion. We'll be doing this contest again next year. Just leave your message like that in case you win again. Yeah, you
for
know, that
year.
Way you're covered.
All right, way to go.
Thanks, Angels.
All right, thank you
Merry
very much,
Christmas.
Angel.
Woo!
Enjoy your fruitcake. Thank you. It's coming your way. That counts.
That works.
That's awesome.
That counts completely.
Yeah, I love
am
it.
Happy. Joy. The holiday album, let's get an update. Is the weak link still our Bolivian friend? Right
today now? He sings.
Today I sing, Mike.
Today
have
he sings.
Have you rehearsed it all, Oscar? Have you practiced a little bit?
A man like me doesn't need to rehearse.
I believe anyone who listens to any of his podcasts knows that
Feliz
to be true.
Feliz Navidad is built into the fabric of my being.
Yes.
Right?
But do you realize that's really not the problem?
The problem
is going to be Last Christmas by Wham is not an easy song to sing. and it's a long song.
I'm a George Michael fan, and who isn't?
True.
I'm aware of the
song.
Are
you reserving the right to pull the plug on Last Christmas if it doesn't go well?
If I'm not out of the studio by 4 p.m., yes.
Oh, my God. I hope you're not in there that long.
I got a heart out at noon, so we got to work hard.
No, he'll do
fast.
It. But then again, sometimes, and Pony has been holding my hand through this process, and I bring him clips every day. For example, right. There have been moments of true bliss. Like, Pony's record is a hit single. It absolutely mm-hmm. is. And then there are other ones that, while sounding borderline acceptable after their 7th or 9th or 15th take, when you go home and try to construct the record,
right.
It just doesn't work.
Okay.
And so
we've recorded a lot of Christmas music.
Oh, yeah.
I just want people to say, we didn't just throw these all together and say, we're going to do these. By the way, there was one that I heard the other day that we the perfect man who would have had that. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Rofo would have been. But with it, that's why we can have another holiday album. We got part two.
And that'll really sell some bonus packages.
Absolutely. Really, I guarantee
it's
it.
It's really moving the meter. Not at all.
No, but you know, Rofo, he this year, we wanted to roll him out with a standard. And he did Deck the Halls, and
yes.
He hit the big note, man.
Okay, very happy about
good
that.
Stuff.
That's good. I'm very pleased that my part is over.
You're
and,
done, Mike.
That was so
I'm
clear
done.
To me yesterday.
You are out of the studio, yes. And you are
yes.
done.
Yeah. I will be honest with you that I think I monopolized this album a little bit. And,
well, you're the star.
You are.
Know, I you know, I'm happy
best
with
singer,
the product.
Best singer among us, though. So
you oh, did God have an issue you. With the mix. Though there was a big kerfluffle before the show started where you were giving your producer, Pharrell Spiwak over here, a few pointers on how to mix your music.
Yes.
I will tell you that I think that Rob and I played a little bit. Rob played with Holly Jolly Christmas a little bit. I played with it, with the recording of it. And we're kind of going to go to a straight ahead approach.
Yeah. So although I will, among fun. Friends, people that are in the room right now, I'll yeah. play you the one we played with because you know what? Technologically and sonically, it's a beautiful recording.
Yeah.
Although it's not in the best of taste. Most Christmas songs aren't bleeped.
All right, here it is. Do you have a little of the funny voice that I did?
I don't have it with me. No, I don't.
All right.
Okay. I don't. Right, and so
you have the mix down?
I will bring it in tomorrow.
How do you not have it with you?
Because I work on my desktop at home.
No, I was just curious. You wouldn't put it on the cloud?
No, I don't like the cloud.
Oh, that's right. You don't trust it.
No. And by the way, it's not a cloud. It's another computer.
No,
well,
someone
by
else's
the way,
house.
Do you know how
speaking
the cloud works?
iPhone 7, screw you with not getting my music there. And then making me pay for a service where I thought I'd get all my access to my... I'm really having trouble getting my music on my
own. Oh, your old music?
Yes.
Are don't you have it on your computer?
Yeah, you would back
yeah,
up
I have it on
your,
a computer.
Did you back up
it,
from
I,
your computer?
I've tried to back it up 25,000 times. I attach it to the power. I attach it to the HDMI. I attach it to my right penile scrotum thing.
Mike, you're next... Your next
boy, you're, that one medical. Got the interns.
There you go. Hey, are you still dealing with your chest stuff a little bit?
No, I get an occasional cough that's allergy based. Once we'll have a hard. Oh, I hate him. Oh my God. This and you know what? Somehow this time of year it's even worse.
No, but it's rooted in fact that you've been talking about your allergies for some time.
I have allergies all year round.
But on this program, though,
yes,
I said, look, man, I said it off air. For a week, and then I said it on air the following week when nothing was done about it.
Right.
I said, this is a small room. You're spitting in our faces by continuing to cough the way you are and infecting us with whatever you have. Go to the doctor.
How much
right?
have I coughed today?
You know, Rob, I'm going to take the heat off of you. I'm going to take the heat off you if you've endured plenty today. I'm going to take
the heat
off you.
Put
better.
The heat right on me.
He's
and
better,
I'm off my inhaler.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about my cold.
Okay.
I want to talk,
Mike
I
wants am, to talk about him.
Sure.
I want to talk about me and my situation. I am at the end. My cold is over. My cold has been over for about 3 days now. Where it resides... The last part is right in the upper respiratory tract.
Sure.
You know, I've had my issues with that anyway. I am telling you, I am good to go all day. No medicine, no nothing. At night, at about 5 o'clock, something starts going on where suddenly I start. In the middle of the night last night, I start hacking. Now, for two nights in a row, I've actually kept my wife up.
Violent.
Because I'm hacking so much. The NyQuil cough ain't cutting it. I need an over-the-counter something,
Ambien.
Whether it's an inhaler or not Ambien. I want to get this. I want to get the last stuff out of there, and I want to do. By the way, when
you
I
don't
took
want
a hit
an
of the,
inhaler, you don't want
I would
an inhaler.
Give HJs for Ambien these days. HJs.
You know, I sleeping is. I look the coughing. I want to get rid of. I want to wake up in the morning and not sit there for a half an hour going. I was doing it during the show today too.
Well, two
I need
things.
To get. There's this tiny little area here
two
that
things.
I want to get rid of this crap before I go to Boston.
First and foremost, it sounds like I'm going to get an HJ, which is great.
Very excited.
Because
you've got some?
Spoke to my doctor, yes. So that's good. But the other thing is, that is really, when you get to that point, I have found it's an issue of time. Make sure you're taking lots of vitamin C. Make sure you're hydrated. And when you lay down at night, use an extra pillow.
And you got and it would help also if you're mobile during the day as much as you can be. I know that you're in pain, but that's gonna start getting your lungs moving, and it's gonna get you start to really hack everything up and to clear up your lungs.
Now, as far as any sort of over-the-counter medicine, it's not gonna help you much. What you need is a magic cough syrup called Tussinex. That is a narcotic cough syrup.
You got to rub some Tussin on it.
Is that you have to be prescribed then, right?
Yes, but do you have a relationship with a doctor that you could call and say, hey, I was wondering if I could get some Tussinex?
Does that make you sleep?
Like nobody's business.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Tussinex right now.
It's amazing.
HJ's out
and it has
Tussinex.
A beautiful fruity flavor. It's great.
Really?
Yes. I love it.
Hey,
knock that
out.
You're
sold that to me. What's going on right now with you?
What's that?
Yeah, I feel like you've got some sort of situation going on.
Yeah,
with
I feel
your
like.
Voice.
Did you hear my laugh just then? Listen, I'm gonna blow out and listen to my lungs.
Okay.
This is what my pulmonary embolism lungs sound like right now. Okay.
Okay.
You think it's just gonna be? And now it's been 24 hours. I can make the joke now. Think it's just Alan Thicke? No, this is gonna be me. Okay. Thank you. All right. Listen.
Oh, my God.
You sound like the squeaky dog in Toy Story.
I know. Frustrating, you know? I want to get out of there.
Carla fast-tracked that will.
Yeah, she did. She's ready to go.
Yeah,
I'll be
that wheeze.
And you know what else? Tea.
Carla, will you please pass the green beans?
Hot beverages. You love it. Tea with lemon. Tea with crazy
lemon?
Amount of lemon, yeah.
And really super hot.
And a hot fudge sundae.
That's really? Right.
Yeah, that's it. I'll do that in a heartbeat. All right.
Yeah,
I like that.
Do that,
fantastic.
You won't have a heartbeat.
We will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the holiday rampa of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is that what it is?
You betcha. We'll be back with Jennifer Wisniewski. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling. Hi. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. We would like you to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. And boys, I know you're excited because this year, there's something special coming if you order the bonus package. Am I right, Rob Spiewak? Am I right?
Me.
That's right. You'll receive the soon-to-be classic holiday album, Have an Oh Merry Christmas. Did you come up with that name, Oscar? I'm just curious.
I did, but more importantly, Mike, help keep TMOS a no-kill shelter.
Thank you. All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies, and the only way to get it.
How do you get it, Mike?
You buy the TMOS bonus package.
That's right. It's all
waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages, and you'll get the holiday album. Here's a clip now.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Blue Apron. Did you know that cooking together builds strong family bonds? Yeah, I mean, try it sometime.
That's great.
Get Blue Apron delivered to your doorstep. Bring it into the kitchen. Open up all the ingredients, all the produce, all the protein, all the recipes. Bring the family in there and cook as a group.
Yep.
Blue Apron is the better way to cook. It's the highest quality, and because they ship the perfect amounts, they don't waste food. For less than $10 a meal, you get to do it. And bring everybody in there, especially during the holidays when you want to have family around, making delicious food, seasonal recipes, along with pre-portioned ingredients that make delicious home-cooked meals, and you can do it all in 40 minutes or less. Carla and I are addicted to Blue Apron. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron. This month, you could be enjoying roasted pork and braised cabbage
Yum.
With barley and glazed apples, Thai green coconut curry with sweet potato and jasmine rice, or amazing brown butter and chestnut gnocchi with Brussels sprouts and pea shoot salad. Does Does that sound like unique gourmet food? It is, and it's cost effective. And Blue Apron makes a great gift as well. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook, everybody. I am very, very excited because she has decided to grace us with her appearance right here. Let's bring her in.
Oh, hi, Jen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, guys.
How you been?
Or maybe not.
Oh, you don't
Sorry.
Hit her.
Sorry about that. I just hit my microphone.
Oh, just the microphone.
One of those. Yeah.
You might want to have her leave the studio then.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
She's still in there, but silent.
She's going to write a formal complaint.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm trying really hard. I'm trying really hard to get Jennifer on.
Now you said, how many people are in you, Regan?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Jen.
Mike Gamera doesn't know how to hit a button. He's such a dumbass.
But you're there to assist him. Why don't you just help him and teach him?
You know, this show doesn't require a lot of skill, okay? I just want him to know that, you know, that button was there. It should have been pressed, and it wasn't pressed, okay? All right?
How have you been?
I'm all right. It's the holidays.
I love
cooking,
that.
Baking.
Love that Christmas sweater you're wearing.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sweater kittens.
Which angle would you like to see it on?
Oh, hey, is it on backwards?
Hey, that's not a funny joke.
No,
I don't appreciate
not.
That. No.
Jennifer.
Hi, Oscar.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Will you be traveling with the O'Mara family to Maine?
No, I'm not. And
you're house sitting, aren't you?
I'm house sitting down here and taking care of the little cute dogs. They're so wonderful. Mm. I love them. By the way, when you make that little small chest joke, I am not. I am a modern woman, and I am comfortable with my body, and I don't even mind giving you my vital statistics.
Oh, you're gonna give us your
wow.
measurements?
Yes.
Thank you. What are they?
I'm a 42 negative A.
Oh, what odd measurements.
It's concave.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you could almost eat soup out of those.
Oh, that's lovely. Now you've made
that's
me nauseous.
Scoliosis.
Thank you so much.
The S-shaped spine?
Oh.
That's right.
Can I say something to all your listeners?
Yes.
I really, really appreciate it. I really appreciate you allowing me to be on the Christmas album this year.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you have one of the hit singles, don't you?
I do.
Title
I'm
track.
So happy. Hi, Pony Boy.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
That he's using his sexy voice for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Good morning. Good morning.
Now, have you set up your traditional Whitman sampler, all chocolate crush yet?
Now, that's not funny. Come on, you know I've got a lovely decorated house. I have a tiny little plastic tree. It's a tabletop.
Yeah, aluminum, isn't it?
I have a tabletop tree, and I have my advent calendar. And I enjoy my little apartment style. I do. I think it's wonderful.
Do you have a train that goes around the base of your tree?
No, I don't. No, they don't allow that in the apartment building that I live in.
Oh. We've never talked
Willow
about...
Willow Farms.
What is it called?
Willow Farms.
Willow. Not Widow Farms. Willow.
Willow Farms.
Willow Farm. Like a weeping willow tree followed by farms. Okay? Yes.
Not named after the movie Willow.
No, of course not.
How many square feet in your apartment?
28.
Oh.
So your apartment is approximately
I'm sorry,
7
wrong.
Feet by 4
280.
Feet. 280. Okay.
Or an efficiency.
It's a nice place.
Studio. Like
they have to cut corners. I imagine you have a 2-burner stove.
I don't. I actually have 4. Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a nasty comment. You know, you're painting a picture of me like I'm not doing well. I'm doing just fine, okay?
Yeah,
I don't need
you sound like you're doing well.
A 2-burner stove. I like Hyattsville.
So you're just visiting
so
Florida?
Back off!
Do you sublease your place in Florida when you leave for Hyattsville?
Yeah.
I've never owned in Florida. I have never owned in my life.
So you're just squatting?
Yeah. Now I'm confused. Now we're geographically. I screwed that up. That's right. I live down in Florida.
But you still have...
Oh, I'm Mr. O'Mara's assistant. I gotta go. Bye.
Bye.
I'm tired.
Bye, Jen.
I thought
you was...
Yeah. I just started thinking too much.
Because you were thinking of Willow Lake Apartments. where yeah. Mike had his phone stolen.
Well, he said Hyattsville.
Yeah, and he said Hyattsville. Yes. Yeah.
Where I lived for a number of years in the fabulous Willow Lake apartments.
And it was fun that we were robbed too.
Yeah, we were had a good time and we all
Rob peppers me with so much like reality. Do you have a chocolate crush? Do you have the and it's like bam, 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 bam. And sometimes it's like circuit
too much.
Overload. It's too many.
That's
too
right.
Many.
Now Oscar will explain what Mike just said. Go ahead.
Does
How
Whitman's,
did I screw it up?
Does Whitman's have a chocolate crush?
Why are stop being so defensive. Stop that. Come
does,
on now.
Do they sell one?
I don't. I've never seen it one. I imagine that a chocolate, but you know what? The chocolate is in the advent calendar. That's where you rock the chocolate.
Oh, the only advent calendar I've ever seen in my life was on the in the movie Bad Santa.
Bad Santa, where
like I never got one as a kid. Like,
but there's also
unquestionably that is the worst depiction of an advent calendar. That is so horrible when he takes all the candy out and just drunkenly chows down, and then the kid gets the tattered advent calendar. What did he put in the
chocolate
advent calendar?
Liquor bottles?
Oh boy!
Was it chocolate? I thought it was like bad candy.
Oh, and that,
like,
oh, and candy
no,
corn.
He put candy corn.
Corn.
He put
oh,
candy
you can't have candy corn.
Candy
corn. But you know, there's corn. Also the advent calendar is used as a plot device in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No, I'm a fan. Look, I'm a fan now.
They,
I
they
get
show
it.
What day it is by opening
but
the advent calendar.
But the real, like when I, like as
yeah, being a Catholic,
Catholic,
I don't remember the advent calendar that.
As a Catholic, it wasn't something they even in CCD they wouldn't come and be like, "Hey, this is the advent calendar."
Yeah,
right?
I don't remember it being a big part of my life either.
I think it's. I think it is. Sort of a maybe even a little too pop culture.
It
pop
is cool now. Look, I love it
for
now.
A Catholic. But you know what? I remember I had one. My mom got one that was a chocolate one once. That was great.
Oh,
but then
sweet.
One year, the advent calendar. Every time you opened it, there was a scripture.
Oh, that's nice.
Like hey, without candy?
No candy.
Oh,
Mike, and that's a drag. I mean, because then it's just about the counting down.
We did right. I ever tell you when my mom and my entire family used to do as kids? Not, we didn't have the advent calendar, but the same amount of days out,
yeah.
We would have to sit down on our knees without knee pads and that great commercial they have for those for Amazon.
Yes.
For the knee pads, the priests and the rabbis. And
so
the,
you'd have to kneel down?
Kneel down as kids. I remember the pain for Allah, for God, that we'd have to sit down
Allah.
And we would read scripture like from the Bible.
In English?
In Spanish. And
oh,
we'd
Spanish
all
Bible.
Would take turns reading. And this lasted till I was about 16 God. When I said, enough. I'm into vagina now. I don't have time for this.
Oh, dear. You're going to hell. You are going to hell.
But
I thought my chocolate crush joke was bad enough. Now he's talking
that. We didn't have any of that in my house. We didn't have. I don't remember the. I remember. I'm old enough to remember the whole Friday fish thing.
Okay.
I remember the Friday fish.
Friday
fish. I don't
fish.
Remember.
Ash
I don't
Wednesday.
Remember Advent. Even when I went to catechism, I don't remember Advent.
What about the Advent? The Advent. What do they call it? The Advent wreath? With the candles of different colors? Did you have that?
I might
Advent
have.
Wreath.
We might have had
yeah,
stuff
yeah, because
like
that leans, I think that leans towards the Protestant faith, where there's going to be, I believe, three purple candles, a pink candle, and a white candle.
Do you remember the Santa Maria, Madre de Dios, ruega por nosotros los pecadores, ahora en la muerte, amor?
Something about death
yeah,
and love.
Yeah.
See.
We would have to sit there, and we would do rosary beat. We would sit there and read, like, do... It, no, this is why I'm so messed up.
Right.
For hours, yeah. Mike, hours. 3 hours a night. It
I
was
never,
this is what started.
Oh man.
And this before DVRs and VCRs and Betamax or anything.
Right.
We'd sit there. And it was the four of us, because my dad was always out of town somewhere.
Of course.
And we would go
we
back
Advent,
and
we
forth.
Had, in my house, we had the Advent liquor cabinet.
Oh, I was going to ask about that. I do remember as a youth. A
you would actually
times,
rearrange. You'd bring the empty bottles up to the front.
And pray
the
that they would
ones,
pray
and,
that they would be refilled.
Yes. No, you would actually bring the empty ones up to the front, the ones with just about an inch in them.
Sure.
You know, because you'd want to have those consumed so you could bring the brand new ones for the new holiday up front. By the way, you know, this is when my mom, what, 5-6 years ago when she was going to the new facility?
Right.
When she actually, I remember we're going through her liquor cabinet, and there was early times bourbon whiskey from my Uncle Bill Sheehan with three fingers left in the bottom. And it was actually a moment. It was one of that's an Irish family.
That is
where we
so
looked at
funny.
That and we went, oh, remember that? Yeah, remember when he'd bring the whole bottle
and leave an inch and a half?
Yeah, and then he'd have the choking jag at dinner and then he'd cry after dinner was over. It was like a routine. He was like, how's the roast beef, Bill? waving his hands.
Yeah. That,
as if like, to say he's okay. But he's
like, your mother was sweet, but my mother was too.
the stages of alcoholism. Yeah.
Chug.
Yeah. You know? Like, and I've said it before, my father avoiding his Uncle Dick because Uncle Dick would come up and say, your father was the greatest. Now, what about speaking of booze?
I'm going to be a big crier.
Speaking of booze, Mike, I do remember when we would do the midnight mass thing for a while when I was little, and we had a huge church. We used to go to St. John's, which is now St. John's the Beloved, in McLean, and you'd go in, and the whole church, starting at 11:30 at night, smelled like hot, boozy breath.
Oh, you know what?
Because everyone had their Christmas Eve.
I was actually still in college. I was 19, I think, with my last midnight mass. And I remember going there, and it was a small town. I mean, a really small town. And I remember my last midnight mass was, I think it was Mr. Rimaldi, who was standing in front of me at midnight mass. And I was like, oh, my God.
He gassed you?
Beefed. Like, obviously,
big roast beef dinner.
They'd had their Christmas hearty meal. And, you know, it was just like, you know, in the name of the Father. And I'm like, no, never again. That's God's way of telling me, get out. You get out of there. Thanks, Mr. Rimaldi. You know, did you have the, you know, he probably had that thing. It's Christmas Eve. They had the fishes, right, that the Italians do.
Oh, the big meal, yeah.
The big fish meal. Mm-hmm. Well, I got a face full of it.
Yeah. Normally, with the smell of fish, it was Mrs. Rimaldi.
Could have been.
Oh, you know. Come on.
Could have, it really wasn't that loud. It was silent.
Too far.
It was the silent variety.
You know? It's only polite if you're a mass.
Face full of gaseous, silent salmon. We'll take a break. Yeah, well, we're all going to hell after that segment. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Mike in Florida writes, I'm having trouble talking to people in bars. Well, Mike, try an Old Fashioned. It's a good conversation starter. And if things go south, just remember this. Keep both feet firmly planted on the ground and make sure that ground is flat.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
There they are. That's a boozy promo right there. Come on, guys. Pick up the energy. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Loot Crate. Do you know someone who loves to geek out on superheroes, video games, and sci-fi? Let me think. Do we know anyone that likes to geek out on stuff like that?
Ooh.
Did anybody get Pony a Loot Crate? Let's have the show get Pony a Loot
Crate. Show can't afford it at this point, Mike. Just check
Thank
the books.
Thank you. All right. Well, let me tell you about Loot Crate. Every
I just got one.
That's perfect.
No,
by the
he
way.
Just got one, yeah. Mike. He just got one from a listener.
You got a Loot Crate from a listener?
A female listener.
Hey. Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
What was it an anime Loot Crate?
Of course.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thanks for elaborating. Every month they send a box of cool loot that any geek would love. Stuff like t-shirts, gear, collectibles, stuff from top franchises like Marvel, Batman, and Harry Potter. Plus, Loot Crate is offering our listeners special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions. Yes, Oscar.
12-month subscription to Loot Crate for little Luca for Christmas.
Nice. Good job.
He's into Harry Potter. They're there in Orlando. They can go to Harry Potter Land. I'm doubling down on what he loves right now in life, and he's got it.
Each month's theme features a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture. If you're ready to make everyone jealous with your incredible gift-giving superpowers, just go to lootcrate.com/TMOS and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12-month subscriptions right now.
Now is the time to do it, Matt.
That's lootcrate.com/TMOS for this special offer. lootcrate.com/TMOS. Try it today and find out just what Pony found out and told us about so eloquently. It's just the best.
News.
How many times a day do you check your phone? 100? 1,000? Are you literally looking at it right now? Scary when you think about it.
You made me look at it when you said that. Yeah.
Yes. According to a new study by the consulting company Deloitte, Americans...
Deloitte! Hey, Deloitte!
Americans check their phones a total of 9 billion times a day this year.
Wow.
Wow.
That means...
Billion with a B?
B.
B-man.
That means we looked at our phones a total of about 3.3 trillion times in 2016. About 175 million Americans have smartphones. So that means the average person checks their phone roughly 51 times a day, or almost 19,000 times a year. There's a lady right out here down in Cocoonville, walks her dog, and I have never seen her face. I am not exaggerating. She literally has it. She's looking down. She has the dog, and she walks by. And there's not conversation because she's swimming in her little Lake Mead trip. And I really just want to go, boo, when she walks by. Yeah. Yes, Oscar.
Mike, this has gotten so bad that to parlay that story, you have chiropractors seeing an uptick in business.
Yeah.
Because more and more people are having neck pain.
Sure. From looking
because
down.
Because of spending very most of the time looking down. Yeah.
The study also found almost half of us check our phones in the middle of the night. That's a stretch. 90% of us check our phones within an hour of waking up. Probably me on that count.
Sure.
And the first thing we look at in the morning is our texts. That's me. Yeah. Sorry, yeah. I'm as guilty as anybody. Matthew McConaughey did an interview with Playboy that's as wild as you'd expect it to be. Here are some of the highlights. Matthew confirms the classic story about his father's death. Here's his quote. My daddy did die making love to my mother, by the way.
Wow.
That captures a lot of what my mom is. Yeah. Of
course. Wow, that got disgusting awfully quick. Yeah,
really, well, apparently his mom's a little hottie. Of course, he addressed like his arrest for playing the bongos naked. Here's his quote. My first call was to my mother. I was feeling guilty because I was not raised to be in jail. What's wrong with beating on your drums in your birthday suit? I have no regrets about the way I got there, but what's the lesson? Shut the windows. That has
shut the windows.
That has the beautiful scent of jasmine blowing in because it's 2 in the morning and you might wake up a neighbor. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it.
Whoa, what the hell,
weirdo?
Time magazine has named Pepe the Frog the most influential fictional character of 2016. Pepe was an internet meme that was co-opted by the alt-right movement this year, becoming a symbol of white supremacism, anti-feminism, and all that other great stuff. Pepe is followed by Barbie, Deadpool, Barb from Stranger Things, and Harley Quinn.
Oh, Barb should be so much higher than that.
There you go.
And if you want to know what Pepe looks like, he's on Rob Ford's hat.
Thank you, Time, for another article saying everything's going to be okay. The most popular Christmas songs. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I like this list. The poll was conducted by the St. Leo University Polling Institute, and the participants could pick between 46 options.
Okay.
And they could choose more than one. Here are the top 10. I welcome your thoughts.
Okay.
Number 10, ladies and gentlemen, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. That is the number 10.
Really? Yeah. I would think they would skew more pop.
Mm.
Number 9, The Little Drummer Boy.
That is one of my least favorites.
Number 8, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Well, I think we've had lots of discussion
top
about
of
that
charts
lately, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Can be great if it's performed well. That's a great composition.
Number 6, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Beautiful song, my grandmother's favorite
great
song.
Great earnest song.
Number 5, Joy to the World.
That's more of a hymn.
Yeah, that's more religious.
Yeah,
we're so secular today. That's got God in it.
Yeah.
Number 4, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Sometimes Twice.
Gross.
Rob,
you crossed
the
line.
Are you trying to go to hell?
It's blasphemous. Now you got to go to church on Christmas.
I will.
Here, we'll get him back on track. Here.
Give me
Jingle
a ride.
Bells. You like that one?
Oh, that's a great one. I mean, who doesn't love it?
Okay. Yeah. Number 2. White Christmas.
Beautiful.
Oh, Rob's
and,
favorite.
Yes.
And ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Pony.
I don't get jokes.
Number 1. What do you think number 1 is? Any guess? Anyone?
You've said Jingle Bells. I would say Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
No. Oscar.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
No. Pony Boy. Any guess?
Silent Night?
Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Oh. Hey.
Pony Boy redeeming himself.
Yes.
Pony Boy Matt Bloom with the winner, Silent Night. And by the way, when
365
it comes right,
days a year, that's Pony's life.
Hey, can I say, speaking of the Irish crying jags
yes
that everybody goes to, in a church environment, if it's done well
mm-hmm
and it's that time,
it'll get you.
It crushes me.
Yeah.
It
beautiful
crushes
song
me. I love that, and I'm glad it's number 1. I think that's a good list. For the first time ever, a former American Idol contestant won The Voice last night. Wow!
That means that the talent pool is that shallow.
Sundance Head brought it home for Team Blake. That's his name. Sundance Head.
I remember him from Idol, actually.
Yeah, Team Blake. Team Adam's Billy Gilman was second, followed by Team Alicia's McDonald?
But you see, the story
here is Way McDonald.
The problem here is that
these contrived jive-ass showbiz names.
The contestants, the problem is that this guy has already been on and went to, I believe, the top 12 on Idol. So he's already been exposed. And Team Billy Gilman is a real pop singer. He has a career. Why would he come in second? He doesn't need the voice because he's got an album
deal.
Well,
America votes.
I guess.
Yep. Very popular show, Rob. I never look at it.
Hey, anyway, but I do know this, Mike. Sundance Head has a famous father. Sundance Head's father is Roy Head, who did the song Treat Her Right in 1965. So his father was a rock act in the 1960s. Nice. That was his big thing. When he was on Idol, that was like his calling card.
Yes.
But anyway, Sundance was on Idol 9 years ago. He's the son of singer Roy Head of Treat Her Right fame, Rob, and I sourced the same material.
No, I knew that. I actually knew that from the top of my head, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes.
Is that how you had the music ready to go?
I searched it.
He actually went into his vault.
Yeah.
Treat Her Right. Is that da-da-da-da-da?
Yeah. You also know it from The Commitments.
By the way, if you are a voice fan, this is Blake Shelton's fifth win, the most of any coach. Adam Levine has three victories, while Usher, Pharrell Williams, and Christina Aguilera have one apiece. So congratulations to Moorhead. See Moorhead.
Sundance.
I'm sorry. Sundance Head.
What?
Sundance Head.
I hear he was great.
Yeah. Sundance Head. Is that a musical artist or something you get excited when you go to see Robert Redford's movie festival?
Am I right, lady?
Sorry. Am I right?
And now a little something. Two guys named Robert Bourne and David Grigsby from Danville, Kentucky. They got drunk last week, and they decided that, you know, when you get drunk, what better to do than rob a barbecue restaurant?
Of course.
So they parked outside of it and started laying out the details of their elaborate plan. But one of them had accidentally butt-dialed 911. So the dispatcher heard everything in the plan. And that's their first piece of bad luck. Their second piece of bad luck, it turned out that the police chief just happened to be eating inside the barbecue restaurant at that exact moment. So the dispatcher called the chief, and he went outside, and he arrested the guys, I guess easily.
Yeah.
So far, they've been charged with public intoxication, but more charges should be coming. I just have one message.
Yeah.
Keep it up, Kentucky. Just a million more idiots, and you get to call yourself Florida. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, welcome to the TMOS Teetotaler Society. First, let's do a roll call. Zach? Okay, that's me.
A lot of
Please
our
search
drink.
Facebook for the TMOS Teetotaler Society.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we appreciate it. You know how much I love Sherry's Berries, and I love telling you about Sherry's Berries. And, you know, as we wind down, as the days get fewer and fewer between now and Christmas, you need that gift that's easy, that's convenient, that's going to be a slam dunk. Sherry's Berries. They've been with us for a long time. We love them. Freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries. They're just $19.99. That's over a 30% savings. You can double them up. You can double the berries for $10 more. Make an incredible splash for the person you're sending that gift to. It's called Doppelberries.
Doppel.
All you need to take advantage of this amazing deal is our code, TMOS. And please don't forget our code, because a lot of people tell you about this wonderful product. But we want you to know that we love them more than anybody. Sherry's Berries has more than just berries. They've added amazing new seasonal treats just in time for the holidays. Check out their website with all the great stuff. Christmas is only... How many days away, Rob?
Mike, it's only 11 days 11. Away. 11.
11 days away. Time is running out. So choose a gift from Sherry's Berries, their incredible selection, and skip the crowds. With Christmas right around the corner, there's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries deal and help support our show. Visit BERRIES.com and click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, then type in TMOS. Sherry's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and enter in TMOS. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, December 1-4, 2016, Rob Spiewak.
You mentioned earlier the passing of Alan Thicke, and he was probably best remembered for Growing Pains. He did not write this theme, though. This is not one of the themes songs that he wrote.
Ah.
Was sung by BJ Thomas. Pretty good song.
But he wrote a bunch of them, though.
He did write some of the best TV themes ever. He was, I think, before he acted, he was a musician.
But he also made a bulk of his fortune from these theme songs.
Yeah, and also being married to Gloria Loring.
That helps.
I believe
well.
That was one of the many wives there. But
lady.
But here is, thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
I know you've always been a fan.
Beautiful lady.
Here is a montage of some of the TV themes that Alan Thicke wrote. Trust me, a lot of these are living in your subconscious.
Now the world don't move to the beat of just one.
Great song.
What might be right for you may not be right for some. They got
so different strokes. Yeah. The Conrad Bain show.
Different strokes move the world.
Take the good, you take the bad, you take them
both. My favorite.
There you have the facts of
great
life.
TV theme.
The facts of life.
Woo! The original Wheel of Fortune theme when it was on daytime.
Ah.
But this is great. You know, you never stop and think these great game show themes have people that write them.
Yeah, they got to be written.
And now here's the host of our show, Jack Barry.
Jack Barry.
I'm Jack Barry on Joker's Wild. So yeah, all those songs
Joker,
go back to him.
Joker, Joker,
Joker. It was usually Mike. Joker, Joker, famous European cities. Because they would never get three Jokers. But anyway, Alan Thicke, he was a big part of a lot of people's childhood, and he's been in show business a long time. And I also heard he was responsible for getting Alex Trebek into the United States from Canada to start his television career.
Yes,
so if you like Jeopardy.
In the back of a convertible.
Now,
well, I'm not coming out now because I don't want to.
Alex, you got to come out. Alec, you got to come out of there.
Maybe I don't want to.
How are they going to lose
it? How are they going to lose it?
Have you ever been to Starbucks and had your name misspelled on a cup?
Nope.
It happens a lot.
All the time.
It does. They never get the second B.
I get Oscar, O-S-K-A-R.
But there is, this was in
like at least once a week.
I believe this.
K-A-R?
Oscar.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be like Oscar Schindler.
Exactly. So a lot of people are saying, are the baristas this stupid?
But you don't expect them to get the second B, though.
No.
You don't tell them Rob with two B's.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
If I'm a barista and you tell me Rob with two B's, you know what I'm doing with that cup?
Spitting in it.
Absolutely.
But I'm watching you. I'm watching
you get
every
a curly
move
in there.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, here he comes again. Is that Rob with two B's? Yes, it is.
Here's some special mixer.
Just like Midnight Mass, Mike.
Yum yum.
All right. They're That's saying. Right. I believe this is from the New York Post.
Thanks so much, Mr. Grimaldi.
Do you do it knowing it's douchey? Rob with two B's. Do you do it when you ask the barista that? Like, do you know it? Like, you're doing
as a hack. You gauge the situation.
Okay. When do you do it? Like, when do you know it's right to do it?
If it's a comfortable, and I've had some small talk with them.
Oh, okay.
You know,
gotcha,
and,
gotcha.
But
by the way, he only does it when he's in L.A. and he's ordering coffee with his friend Rob Schneider so they don't get the two.
Yes. When we get our hair cut together.
Right. Exactly.
Beautiful. Beautiful man. Funny man. Right. And, you know, Gloria Loring, Mike. Lovely lady.
She's lovely.
But they say, and this is a conspiracy that they covered, and I think it was the New York Post, they misspell it on purpose.
Oh.
Why would they do this?
What if the misspellings on your cup aren't actually mistakes? Think about it. Starbucks is the largest coffee chain in the world, meaning that each year, millions of people all around the globe have their names misspelled on cups of Starbucks coffee. They take pictures of their butchered names and post them on Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, wherever. And what do all these pictures have in common? Two things. A misspelled name. And that familiar green siren, staring at you with her all-knowing gaze. That's right, sheeple. You've been giving Starbucks free advertising for years. That innocent little scribble on the side of your pumpkin spice latte is tugging at the subconscious of your friends to go out and buy
pumpkin. Yep, it happens in where we live, in our own backyard.
Now I know why they did it to me. Like the third day I was here in the building and they misspelled mine. Remember, I went off on it for like 20 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah. It was the worst.
Yeah, see, it's a conspiracy.
It's like remember what they put on my cup?
What did they put?
Nozzle.
Oh. It's not even close.
With Mike.
Thank you, Pony. That's right.
With one Z. With only one Z. Not okay. So think about that, people, or as they say, sheeple. Do you guys, as football fans, like Thursday Night Football, another game?
Personally, I think it's too much.
Okay. Because
by the way, I'm already locked in. Just just in case you were. I'm already locked in with my team. In my coughing jag in the middle of the night, I actually took that opportunity to take a look at the passing, the rushing leaders, the passing leaders, the passing offense, the passing defense.
Hey, we're going to have Nikki on Friday. Can you give us a little sneak peek? I know that you will be traveling, but
yes,
since you're not going to be here.
I'll tell you who I got my QB already. It's Matt Ryan of Atlanta because they're going up against, I think, the San Francisco 49ers.
Settle
defense,
down,
Dan. Which is a, you know, is porous.
Dan O'Brien is turgid for this.
Yeah, I think he just gave him a rager, so that's good. Richard Sherman from your Seattle Seahawks says he doesn't like Thursday night games because it forces you to play on too little rest. And he actually, the quote...
He's a noted hump, too.
Yeah, but he called it in a press conference, if you have to play a Thursday game, it's a poop fest. Let's go to the tape.
Poop fest. This is it's terrible. This is, you know, we played, freaking got home, like 1 o'clock in the morning, something like that, on Monday, and then you got to play again. I mean, congratulations, NFL. You did it again.
Poop fest.
Hey, you know what?
Do you have your
You're
tickets
getting
yet?
Paid gazillions of dollars.
Yeah, you don't
you
have
know
to
what I
play
mean?
That
You're
game if you don't
child's
want to.
Game. Come on.
But I just wanted to
see nozzle.
Just wanted to hear the word poop fest.
Poop fest. Oh,
thank you. Let's close with this. Rock the Troops, the big special that the Rock.
Oh yeah.
We previewed yesterday.
Hello, Carla. Yes, what's up? Hey, I'm on the air. You're on the air right now.
Hi, Carla.
Doing a show. Everybody. Show some respect.
Hello.
Oscar said, "Show some respect."
Carla, I think you're doing great.
Because we're doing the show. All right, what do you want, honey?
Hey, tell her I said that.
Wait, Oscar, Rob, I can't listen. You're coming through this, and I can't hear her.
She still hates me.
She
I need
can't
to
hear
fix
you.
It.
Yeah, he wants
All right,
to
Rob said. Rob said you can call anytime.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I like him.
Thank you, Rob. Oh, burn.
Gave him a nice Christmas present. Do I need anything from Wendy's? Yeah, but nothing I can eat. Nothing I'm allowed to eat. Well, I don't want that. I don't want that tubercular chili you get. That's calorie friendly.
Hey, man, okay, well, it's me, Tubercular Chili.
Mike, just put her on hold for 2 seconds. Just
Hold on, I got to put you on hold a minute. I got to put what?
Mike, tell her we know. We know that she's trying to kill you.
Yeah.
If she's calling you from Wendy's asking you.
Oscar says he knows based on if you're calling me from Wendy's, you're trying to kill me now that I said
Now we know. We know.
Yeah, you you right, signed that you. Will. Here comes a Baconator.
Bring me home some salmon. Okay. All right, bye. I love you.
Bye.
All right, there she goes.
What, it's like, hey, I'm at the drug dealer's. Do you want anything from the drug dealer? Mm-hmm. I know you're recovering.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she wants it. She wants
Yes, Carla. Yes, Carla. I'm like a double cheese plate.
Hey, Rob, send me that one, too.
Okay.
I go pretty heavy on that one.
All right. I will add it to the queue. Rock the Troops last night. One of our favorites, Mike, very funny man, Jeff Ross.
Did you like the show?
I did. It was a great variety show for a great cause. Worthwhile. But Jeff Ross and The Rock got up on stage to roast each other. I love insults, so let's close with this. Here's Rock the Troops with Jeff Ross and The Rock.
All right, let's do this. Ladies first.
The Rock, what can I say? Nobody ever thought you would have such an amazing career. The Rock is doing so much better than his brothers, Paper and Scissors.
I don't know if you troops know this, but Jeff is the son of a caterer, so at least we know someone in his family actually served.
Damn! Oh, congrats, Dwayne. I hear you're starring in the movie version of Baywatch next year. So we can finally answer the question, what if they got an even worse actor than David Hasselhoff?
Jeff Ross is a religious man. He actually models his life after Jesus, and by that I mean he's a Jew who's only been nailed 3 times.
Oh, wow. Sick burn.
This is sick burn.
Last time Jeff was at a roast, he was here in Hawaii, but he was surrounded by hula girls that had an apple in his mouth.
Boom!
Great job. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show is coming gone. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. To send a letter or birthday request for our weekly mailbag, by the way, it's tomorrow.
Yes.
Send it to Rob after 2 a.m.
Thank you.
With two B's on his cup at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
TMOS relies on the help of our listeners. Thanks to you for your continued dedicated. Why am I turning into Jack Albertson? Thanks for your continued dedicated
Charlie,
support.
The Baconator.
And, that's right, Charlie. And bacon. I'm not getting a burger. Trust me. She would never bring me a burger.
Well, no. Now that we called her out on it.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Oh, wouldn't that be something? You know what? I don't care if I die. I'd love to get one. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for a great part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Bye-bye.
So long.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show has been brought to you by our Amazon page. Remember, especially during the holidays, the next time you need to buy anything, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Grimaldi. You have a fabulous Christmas.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.